I'm so excited you decided to join me in Studio C. I believe that today's program will encourage you to keep dreaming God's dreams for your life. Share this with a friend and get ready to be blessed. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis. It's always a blessing for me to welcome you into Studio C. And of course, today I have my friend Chrissy with me.
You know what, Pastor Kathy? It's always great to be in beautiful Studio C. We do have fun together. It is a great time.
You know, it's been a while since we've been on the set like this.
Yes.
We've been at the table a lot lately, but it's a wonderful thing to be able to do this.
I know. It's like sitting in the living room just chatting. You have your coffee and we just
That's
so
right.
Blessed.
In my glorious mug.
In our, cheers to you.
There you go.
I love you. This is so fun, and I love that people are tuning in from all over the world, living a glorious life and learning how to live the way Jesus intended us to live, which is an abundant, glorious life.
That's
and I have
right.
a great testimony
well,
I'd love to share from a viewer. It says, I'm believing to own my own home and land. I also have a dream of becoming debt-free in the name of Jesus. I have learned so much watching JDM videos and recently partnered with your ministry. Thank you so much for your prayers and for sharing the word of God. I pray that you continue to be blessed and to bless others. So this person has a dream, and we are praying for you to see that dream come into completion because God wants us to dream big in this life.
Yeah, and not everybody likes to hear your dream.
That's right.
So it's important that you're around people who love to encourage you and strengthen you because God wants to see our dreams fulfilled.
That's
I
right.
preached a message many years ago called Beware of the Dream Killers.
That's a good one right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because, you know, dreams don't have any expiration dates. So
true.
You're at the right place to see your dream fulfilled.
Amen. And this program is going to be great.
It is, especially. Especially it's geared to that,
it
the
sure
dreams.
Is.
I think that's why you're glad you found that testimony.
Yeah, I made that little connection.
We have so many great testimonies that come in, but so we are selective. We just take time to read one or two on these programs.
Yes.
But today is a special day, all about your dreams. Mm-hmm. Today we have Anna Donahue. We're so welcome her into Studio C. Anna is a Bible teacher, an author, and speaker who is dedicated to showing others how to live an overcoming life in Jesus. She is also the founder of Anna Donahue Ministries and has a podcast titled Solutions with Anna Donahue, Biblical Solutions for Everyday Life. And Anna is with us today to encourage you to never give up and to keep dreaming God's dreams. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you. Thank
Welcome,
you guys
Ms.
so much.
Anna.
Look, I'm still holding my...
Look at this.
Let me get...
Let's just cheers to living your best life.
Amen.
Living your glorious life. Isn't that awesome?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love what you introed and said, there's no expiration date.
That's so true. So true.
I just think that is outstanding because I just recently did a retreat and just stopped me if I'm... If you needed, I don't want to.
Oh no, go!
You
no, you're the guest. She's
we
the guest.
We brought you here because we want to hear about all that you've done and
well,
what you're doing, and it's
you.
So exciting.
Thank you. Just finished a retreat, and I did a 3 p.m. segment where I said, "Have you dropped your dream?"
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it can be heartbreaking because these women, they'll drop their dream. And I love that you said there's no expiration
mm-hmm.
date.
There isn't.
God's a redeeming God. Pick it back up
Amen.
Through Christ.
Amen.
He'll make something of whatever you think you've dropped. It's there.
Yeah.
That's
from
so
the foundations of the world and, you
I
know,
love
Ephesians 2:10.
And, you know, when you get with other people who say, yeah, go ahead, go for it, it's okay to dream.
Exactly.
When you get with people like that, it's like they breathe mouth-to-mouth resuscitation into that dream that you've let drop.
Exactly.
Or aborted. Some
Absolutely.
People give up on it because it just took too long.
Absolutely.
Or they had distractions. Maybe they were surrounded with people who put doubt in
mm-hmm.
there. God wants to bring us together, and I believe that's why you're here today.
Oh, I
to
thank
ignite
you for that.
Dreams.
It
I
is
thank
so
you
true.
For that so much. You know, for me, 20 years been doing the Bible teaching. Thank you for the intro. Thank you for having me.
Yay!
My goodness.
It's so fun.
Yeah, well, you know, you may not realize, but she just lives down the street.
Literally down the road.
We're actually neighbors, and
How
we get
perfect.
To see each other once in a while, but this is the first time we've actually done ministry together.
I know. Thank you.
You were at our Glorious
yes,
Conference recently,
yes,
and
yes,
I was so glad
it.
To reconnect.
It was,
so
thank
good.
You. Thank you for having me. Means so much. But absolutely, 20 years loving it, going all over the place, teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Look who I'm sitting with. My gosh, you know. And I got to tell you, at the end of 2024, I'm doing my own Christmas meeting. And you would know this, and probably you would too. As I'm literally, as I'm sharing, I feel the Spirit of God say, there's so much more.
Mm.
As I'm sharing, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I was able to, of course, minister. But I thought, okay, this is going to, something's going on. I knew expansion was in my belly, Pastor mm-hmm. Kathy. I knew it was in there. And I thought, what am I going to do now? And I just really sought God. I mean, we seek him every day, but I really went for it.
Yes.
And found Terry Savelle Foy online, and I know they're good friends of yours.
Yes.
And I went to her conference, and she spoke. Actually, God spoke to me two things, and then I'll tell you what Terry Savelle spoke, if that's okay.
Yeah.
And what really got me going onto not dropping a dream and to continue believing for. For me, it was, I didn't want to drop my dream. I didn't know how to expand.
Uh-huh.
And here's what the Lord spoke to me. He says, you need to get off autopilot for me and put a demand on your faith.
Yes.
And I kept thinking, get off autopilot, my goodness. Well, interpreting for in my world was, yeah, you got January, yeah, you got March, but don't just go into it, I got January, got March, okay, got to do. There was expansion in there, and it was up to me through Christ to say, where am I, what's going on now? How do I expand this?
You know, Anna, yes, I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's such an important thing that, you know, we hear that voice. You know, a lot of people hear that, but they stay on autopilot. But you did something to make that adjustment, if you want to call it that, to pivot. And I believe that when you do that, God is actually launches you into the next higher level.
It's so true.
So tell us all about that.
I appreciate that so much. That's exactly what happened, because I kept thinking, what do I do now? Put a demand on my faith. Now, this is interesting. I kept thinking, have I not been in faith? But I got to tell you something. And I'm gonna say you guys, meaning you guys, that the faith teachings from my early years, I had them, but I had to redig the well.
Yeah.
And I could cry, and I don't want to, but I have been for 15...
We got tissues here. Right.
You know, I'll cry with you, Miss Anna.
Okay.
I love to cry. Well,
for 15 months, redigging my well and revisiting some good teachings of faith. And I was almost embarrassed before God. I said, well, where have I been? And I felt the comfort of God saying, no, you're on your path. You just, to go deeper, what you just said, to expand, you now need to put a demand on your faith. You can't just sit and go, yeah, I got January. Okay, I'm going to go those days.
Exactly.
No, demand of me or ask of me, do something with that faith that's been in there and let me expand. And I had to get ready for the expansion on the inside, you know. So I thought, oh, my gosh. So I go to Terry Savelle's conference. I didn't know her.
She's a dear friend.
Awesome.
She's been one of my speakers at Glorious in the past. You know, we've been doing this for many years.
Awesome. I found all that out by listening to her. Again, I'm like, thank God for the internet. You know,
yes.
I know people cut down the internet, but for me, in my world, I'm like, oh my gosh. And then of course, Jesse, God, did you plan on something? How do I get this faith built in me? So she started guiding us through, and she said these three things, she said, if today were December 31st, now this is end of 2024, if today's December 31st, 2025, are you pleased? And I thought, no, ma'am, I'm not. And it's you know, the Holy Spirit's pulling me and prompting me. She said, you'll never leave. I think this was a Zig Ziglar quote. You'll never leave where you are until you decide where you'd rather be.
Wow.
Again, you can imagine where I am. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it's really getting to me in a good way. And then she said this line, which is what I've been for 15 months. She said, don't shrink your dream. She said, enlarge your faith. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. And so I started listening to, I have a little mini book I called 8 Ways to Redig the Well of Faith, did a whole study on the wells in the Bible and how the wells, you know, Hagar was at a well and the woman at the well in Samaria, the life-giving water of the Holy Spirit at the well. And then for me, the 8 things, faith speaks, faith sees. I went through every one of those. I've been doing those, doggone it, for 15 months.
That's beautiful.
Watching what I'm saying, quoting that word again. I have always been big on sight, supernatural sight. I did a children's book. Do you see what I see? I've known that God gives us the blueprint of our lives. I've learned that early on. I'm digging in the most fun ways of going, I forgot I love to do that.
Yeah.
I forgot you put that in there. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And I would say, can I explore that? And God's like, let's go.
I love this.
So anyway,
I love that. Because kind of at a season, you know, after 20 years in ministry, some people start gearing down to retire and go, you know, go rest in a rocking chair somewhere. Mm-hmm. But you're gearing up to go more.
Amen.
You know what? I'm inspired.
It's really the truth. And my husband, we laugh. I said, Mike, because someone will say to him, when are you going to retire? I'm like, that's the furthest thing in my brain.
Yeah.
I'm just gearing up. It's almost as if it took the 20 years of studying, teaching, preaching to, if you will, get me ready for the wider.
Yeah, I love just my thought. You know, just I believe that God gives us faith projects so that we don't stagnate. We always have to be stretching and growing. Mm-hmm. You know, isn't that true, Chrissy?
It's so true. And what I love when I'm hearing you talk about this, that passion is exuding out of you and the joy of the Lord's in you. And you said it's fun. And that's
really,
what I want people to see when they watch this today, that God is fun. You don't have to be silent and pray 24/7 in a room alone. And that's beautiful, too, sometimes. You need those prayer closet moments. But when you allow the Lord to just fill you up to overflowing, and then your passion flows out to others and your community and your church, through ministry tools and things you've written and done. It's just so fun and joy-filled. And a lot of people don't think Christianity is fun, but
it is. And then to see the dots connect.
Yes.
And I'll go into my car. We talked about crying. And I'll say, you did this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You saw this from the foundations of the world, and you are now showing me how to walk in
it.
Yes. Yeah. It's quite phenomenal, isn't it?
It is.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking of this too. I was thinking, I got saved on a college campus. Mm-hmm. And I can remember this thought, and the Lord's bringing some of this, as I'm cleaning out that well.
Yeah.
And he's reminding me of, I remember when I got saved in close to 1980. So that's end of what would be called that Jesus movement.
Yeah.
And I remember literally being in the sorority house where I was and thinking, God had opened my eyes to the kingdom of, there's a kingdom, you know? And I remember thinking, this is what I thought, why is no one talking about this? Are you joking? Why is no one talking about this kingdom of God that we're about? It really got, God's bringing that back into me, like, you get out there. So,
And he called you to talk about it. In
exactly.
that moment, he called you to talk about it and put so much in you. But I love that you obeyed and you took that step. When you heard that word, it stirred something in you. But then you did the necessary step and obeyed. And it really just reminds me of the theme for this year for the ministry, use your faith voice.
Oh.
And when you said you started proclaiming things, you started saying it out loud, you started reading the word and owning that. And that's what we do here at JDM. That's why I think this is such a great, glorious living, because... visionary, being a visionary, dreaming big dreams. It's awesome to see that people are taking hold of it just like the ministry is, and they're running forward with it.
Running forward with it.
I love that.
Yeah. So,
well, what could God put on your heart to share with us today? Anything particular?
Basically that. Really, also, just get back up.
Yeah.
If you've dropped it, it's there.
Right.
I love what you opened with. There's no expiration date.
So true.
It doesn't matter how many, none of it matters. Okay, if you've fallen down, whatever has happened, from the foundations of the world, Ephesians 2:10, the blueprint's been on you. Whatever your blueprint is, I've got a blueprint. It's irrevocable.
Yes.
It's there waiting for me to rise up and say, can I walk? Not can I. God's like, you know, the whole thing, I'm waiting on God. No, he's really waiting on you.
Yeah.
Right.
Rise up and say, I want some of that promised land. I want some of that's right, that Christ, this is another whole thing that trips me up. I'm like, man, you guys, do you get it? God died to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God died. We just finished Easter to give. You're the promised land living. I know tough times come, but there's redemption. Let him redeem. Take your tough time. Here's my plate.
Yeah.
Put your tough, I've sat with so few for 20 something years. I get tough times. Give it to God.
Yes.
Watch what he'll make of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He'll change you. You'll become changed, broader, understand why something happened. Then you'll go out, scripture says, and comfort someone else and
change them
with the same thing.
That's beautiful.
So, I love that.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. You know, it's important to know that when you get a dream, that's just the beginning stages. Mm-hmm. I call that the conception stage. You conceive it. And so you receive it then, but then there's that growth time. just like when you have a baby. I know you have children. You have your grandmother,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I am as well. Yeah. But we all understand as women this point that you have the conception, the conceive, that you've conceived that seed. I believe everything that comes from God comes in dream form.
Yes.
He plants. You hear it. It plants in the soil of your heart, mm-hmm. and then it begins to flourish and grow. But you need to do the things that'll allow growth to grow, to be full,
to water that seed.
I wanted to see it get exponential, grow faster.
Yeah.
I think we're in the acceleration stage.
That's neat.
Because
That's right.
Jesus is coming soon, and there's a lot he has to have accomplished. And we're all standing on the promises that God has given us, and he's faithful to keep his word. So he's helping us to dust off the dust of our feet or whatever we're thinking
yep.
about and just
yep.
keep going forward, because there's some things that needs to be accomplished.
Amen.
God's word will not return unto him void. If you've prayed it and you're believing it, you're going to see it come to pass. And this is why I believe that God's called you to join in with us today to hear this, to brush off that dust maybe that has been accumulated around your dream, breathe mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and with God's word by hearing these stories and how someone has stepped into another level of dreaming. Mm-hmm. And it's not just for you. It's to ignite other women, men that
so
God has
good.
Placed in your life.
Absolutely.
Through your books, through your podcasts, all these things that you do. I tuned in and watched one of your podcasts
good.
The other day.
You're great.
So
there's
such
Thank
a blessing
you.
To see
Thank
how
you very much.
So passionate about the Word of God. So
Thank
we have
you.
That in common, of course.
I love that. Yeah.
But
Thank
we're
you.
All doing it.
Amen, amen. And that's the whole thing is, you said acceleration. I believe that too. I thought, my goodness, the phrase we use, it's on me. It's on you.
Mm-hmm.
But you do. Our part is you got to step out. Joyce always says, step out and find out. You got to step out. You step. Step into it and see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's so true.
I love that you said that. Kathy, I remember you doing the book, Dream Thieves or Dream Killers.
Beware of the Dream Killers.
Yeah,
it's
I
a
need
chapter
to pull that back
in,
out.
It's a chapter
Such a good
in my
title,
book.
Yeah.
I wrote it in an article years ago, and I preached the first time I preached it was at Paula White's church years ago.
Oh my
in
goodness.
Florida.
Awesome.
And it was like the phrase just ignited. It was like electric in the room just when I gave the title. And it really is something that God wants us to do. There are people who come to try to steal your dream. The devil comes to do that. He comes to steal, mm-hmm. to kill, and to destroy. But he can't kill till he steals. So what does he do? He steals the word, steals the dream, the vision based on God's word. And then if you let him do that, he'll trespass and rob you of everything. But I've turned it around because the Bible tells us in Proverbs that if you catch the thief, he's got
to restore
seven times and all the substance of his house.
Yes.
And God gave me a message called Bankrupt the Devil.
Yeah, it's a good one too. Come
and
on.
And so I said, I'm going to take back everything that he stole, everything that's from my life. And even the furniture in his house.
You say his lazy bar recliner.
Lazy bar recliner.
Yeah,
that's again such a court date.
Yeah,
I'm taking back
it.
Everything. Bankrupt the devil.
It's so exciting because people need to hear that watching today. Maybe they're filled with shame. Maybe that's you. Maybe you feel like, you have failed so many times. I love what Brother Jesse says, that failure is not an option. He's always saying, hey, listen, don't give up. If God instilled a dream in you, then it's going to come into fruition. But there might be some people watching. Maybe they've had so much failure, or they think it's impossible because people are dream killers and they're just hitting them with the no of life. Just no, that can't work, that can't work. You have any practical advice for that person who's so deep in the dumps?
Yeah. I thank you for that question. I love teaching on that. Of course, we probably don't have time. I don't see it to go through those eight keys to re-dig in that well. But
sure, go ahead.
Well,
yeah. Whatever part of it you feel led to.
Whatever
roll.
We're allowed to.
Yeah,
we
came here to do what God wanted us to do.
Thank you for that. For me, literally, it began with, these phrases, I don't know who all your audience is. I reach a lot of non-churched who are just trying to learn.
Good.
So the phrase of get on your face, all that means is, man, just pray with everything you got. Like, God, what's happening? You know, go back to God. You said if they feel like they've dropped their dream, what's happening? For me, also, just re-digging. I keep this in my little gratitude journal.
Yes.
You know, after all these years, I'm very sad to say I wasn't keeping these. Now, I'm a journalist. I write. I got them everywhere in my house. But I really got challenged by Terry Savelle to keep a gratitude journal, and I started doing that. That'll change your life.
Mm-hmm. It will.
To start being thankful.
Be thankful.
Oh, my goodness. So anyway, just really got on my face and said, Lord, show me I knew Ephesians 2:10 was a grounding scripture for me from the foundations of the world. Oh my gosh, there's a blueprint, and I want to finish it out. I believe in legacy. I'm big on legacy. I'm big on I want to hand my babies and my grandbabies Christ. And so I just knew a lot was at stake. Mm-hmm. So what did I do? I did that. I got on my face. I started studying about the wells and getting refreshed at the well, studied the people who are at the well. But I really took seriously when Terry Savelle said, don't shrink your dream, enlarge your faith. Went back to the good faith teachings of old, if you will, and wrote down, she had these eight. These were eight that I have been doing for 15 months. I got eight. Number one was faith hears. It became, I'm going to start crying. Yeah. It became very important to me what I was listening to on a daily basis, what I was sitting under. For those 15 months, I've had to zone out of a lot and just, man, I'm just... Again, under the direction of God, I'm just going for it. Like, oh my gosh, I forgot. I would often say, I forgot that's what that means. Oh, because I love the Bible. I know the Bible. I know, you know how you do. I know my Bible.
Yeah.
I forgot it meant that. Faith, Pastor Kathy, kicked me into an action. I got active.
Yeah.
I got off autopilot. I said, okay, faith. And I started saying, what am I hearing? What am I hearing? It's quite fascinating when you tune out and tune in to the, you guys are all going to go, duh, but.
No, but it's so true you know, like, because there's so much noise around us,
noise.
Especially in a world that's so digital with as you're scrolling and the news and the wars and the rumors of wars and all of the things that are trying to take our attention off of Christ. It's so important to build yourself up with messages of faith
up.
And to turn off the negativity and tune into faith.
Yeah.
And it really does make a difference.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
such a big step.
It really helped me to go, okay, Terry Savelle would say, is it in your heart? And I would think, ever since I got saved at a college campus, Christ, the blueprint, dreams. I've been a dreamer really all my life. My dad was a dreamer. I can see even in the natural things that got handed down in a good way. And I thought she'd say, if it's in your heart, it's there for a reason. Mm-hmm. Instead of shrinking it and kind of bypassing it and saying, well, I got a little older now. God won't let me, and I'm glad now.
Yes.
So faith hears, faith comes by hearing. I'm really watching what I hear. Watch your input, it'll direct your output directs your outcome. I'll tell you real fast, real quick, well, it's not long. She tells this story, this is fascinating to me. I shared this in Pittsburgh at a meeting. She talks about this young guy. I won't, and so if I'm incorrect on ages and all that, here, get the premise. That he was kind of like a little clown in school, kind of like senior year, kind of the cut up, okay? They take their SATs. SAT scores, Mike always, of course, Mike has everything, you know, Anna, that was supposed to be 1700. So let's say it was 1700. He gets back that he was at a 1470. Faith comes by hearing. Input directs your output. Output directs your outcome. So then he starts shaping up his little attitude. He's like, shoot, I did a 1470? All right. Teachers are noticing it. He's not really the cut up. They start treating him differently. He does better. Long story short, applies to like a major, I don't know if it was Ivy League, but a major school, gets in. 7 years go by. True story, according, you know, he gets a letter. We're so sorry. We messed up your scores.
Wow.
We gave you someone else's scores. You really got like a 7 something instead of a 1470.
Half cried.
Faith can't.
Yeah.
He could laugh all the way to whatever.
Yeah.
Faith came by hearing. He thought, and faith saw. That was my next point. Faith sees. He thought, shoot, I can do this.
I can do it, yeah.
What was being input into him, built him. He responded accordingly. And I thought, you know, I'm big on identity. I do. I've got children's, but I got all this. It matters what you're putting in you.
Right.
It's forming you.
That's
right.
So good.
You
know.
That's so good.
So,
I love that.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to know that you can determine your own future by what you decide to meditate on. It's what he told Joshua. that you're going to meditate on the Word day and night, and then you're going to have good success.
Yes,
you're going to prosper. A lot of people shrink away from the prospering word and success, but the first time that was mentioned in the Bible was mentioned by God. So I like repeating Him. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to prosper in everything that we set our hand to do. It's the blessing. It's what John said in 3 John 2, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health,
yes,
even as your soul prospers. Mm-hmm. So there's dreams and things that you want to see accomplished in your life,
yeah,
and you're going to need resources to get that done. So don't be afraid to believe God for what may be even impossible, whether it's to get into a college like this young man was talking about. I'm sure he got a scholarship probably because of it, because he began to believe in himself.
He started to believe.
When you believe the Word of God, it transforms your life. It changes everything, changes your perspective. You start seeing who God really created you to be.
Amen.
That's it.
You know, the identity.
He doesn't make junk.
No. Yeah,
I love that.
Get down
I
with your glorious
that.
Self. I like when we say
that. I love to say that. Yes.
You have to get down with your glorious self and know in whom you have believed and be fully persuaded, because God is so big. He's so good. And I think that links up great with what you were saying with gratitude. Before you start saying, well, I got to get in the Word. I got to open my Bible, dust it off. Maybe you haven't read it in years.
Yeah.
But just keeping that gratitude in your heart and saying, Lord, look what you've brought me through. I know sometimes when I feel defeated, that's what I think about. I think about all of the amazing times that God has taken me from, and that He's restored things in my life, the answered prayers, and mm-hmm, reflecting back on those promises. And Lord, if you did it once, you'll do it again, and
absolutely,
even more, and even more. And then your faith starts rising
starts
up.
Your faith starts to go. You're cleaning
yeah
that well out a little bit.
Cleaning
you know, that
the well
out
of
faith. So I did Faith Hears, Faith Sees. I'm real big on that. I've got children's books on that. Faith Speaks is huge to me.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I didn't realize until you just were saying, Brother Jesse's whole theme. I'm really right now on Romans 4:17, calling things that aren't as though they are.
That's right.
You dropped a dream. Is it in there? If it is, call that thing forth. That's what Abraham
That's
did.
Right.
I've been
Amen
studying Abraham's life, and I thought he had to sojourn. He finally then speaks out and he says, God's going to provide that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God's going to come through with that ram. And I'm thinking, and the Lord would tell me, Anna, every time you're getting a little doubtful of, oh gosh, you know, how is God? I don't have to know how He's going to expand,
so good,
but God will provide.
Yeah.
Your faith speaks. My uh-huh faith is stirred. Yeah. I hope I'm not going, you guys
no
good?
Tell
yeah
me
go
when.
Ahead.
We're doing
okay
good.
I mean, I just,
we're enjoying this. I love
notes,
it.
You know.
I love it. Are you enjoying it? If you're
enjoying it,
Ty, I know you are. Tell us in the comments. We want to rejoice with you. If there's a dream that you feel like you've dropped, write it in the comments. We're praying for you. You're going to fulfill that dream.
Amen.
I appreciate
Amen
it. I see the timing. Faith acts, the action. Faith stands. I'm able to say, you know what? I'm standing because of Christ. Faith rejoices. Faith sows. And for me, the Lord has spoken to me a while back, because I believe in sowing. I do. And He even showed me that part of the sowing for me is I'm obeying. There's mm-hmm a seed in that obedience
oh, yes,
of, because it'll require something of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, and the eighth one was faith takes a rest.
I love that.
So anyway.
That's all great stuff. I mean, we could be here for days.
I know.
We need to have you back.
Okay.
But it's so, I know it's, what God has deposited in you is so rich and so great.
Thank you.
So if you want more from Anna, you can go and look at her podcast. All her information
yes
will be there on the screen, so you can check out her products, her books, great things with children's books as well as other books and things that she's doing. So many has meetings and everything.
Yes, yes. We're,
it's a joy for us that you took the
Thank
time
you
out, you're a busy
oh,
lady,
gosh,
to be here so we can celebrate what God has done in your life all these years. And also be inspired to know that God's never done with us.
True.
He always has more things for us to dream, more things to us to accomplish, because we're always, when we're in His presence, this is what God does.
Yeah.
He multiplies. He replenishes. He expands us to another level when we trust Him. Isn't that true,
it's
Chrissy?
Awesome, yes. And when we get together, women of like precious faith, just sitting here across from you and being next to you, Pastor Kathy, it makes me want to get up and go do something.
No.
I want to go fulfill a dream right after this. I mean, I'm doing it now.
Amen.
I think about the beauty of how God placed me in this ministry, that you're walking out your dream. And then maybe you might feel like, well, I'm not doing that. Well, no, don't despise small beginnings. Wherever God's placed you right now, He's going to take you on a journey that you can't even think of or ask or imagine. It's that big and that beautiful. So I love that you were here and encouraged
Thank you.
Us
Thank
today.
You.
You've encouraged
Chris.
Me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You know, we have some conferences coming up. You still have plans
oh, yes.
to get You can make your plans to be here in July. The Visionary Conference is Thursday, July the 9th at 7 p.m. and Friday, July the 10th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. It's right here at Justice Planus International Headquarters in the New Orleans suburb of Destrehan. Mm-hmm. And admission is always free of everything conferences that we have. But we'd like you to register so we can plan for you and know that you're going to be here. If you can't be here, of course, and we always live stream everything on all of our platforms, then it's always a blessing. But make sure you make every effort to be here.
Yes.
Isn't that true? It's
so
good.
It's so
every
fun.
Time you've been here. Visionary
yes.
before and glorious
so
as well.
Oh, yes,
but
indeed.
God does so many things. It's great to watch online, but it's just different to be
different
in the house.
No,
yes.
you got to be in the house.
Yes.
And the awesome thing about this year, celebrating 50 years of ministry.
Wow, that's right. Wow, that's
50
massive.
Years.
Isn't that
huge.
Awesome?
Yes.
And you talk about legacy when you mention
yes.
legacy, and this
yes.
is just an awesome celebration. So get here to New Orleans,
yes.
and you're going to love it. You're going to love
so
it.
That's so true. Yeah, 50 years, when you think about that, all that God has done, and we've been able to do it because we've had beautiful, faithful partners that have helped us from the beginning.
Amen.
You know, we started out, it was just Jesse and me, and then God started bringing others in. And when I look back, see all that we've been able to accomplish, it's because God has called others to join with us
yes.
to do what He's called us to do. And they have a part and a blessing in everything that's done. Like Paul told the church at Philippi that they had a right to the blessing
yes.
because he's the one that they gave to him time and again where other churches did not. Because they were helping him to spread the gospel, to fulfill his calling.
Amen.
And those are the ones he says, for my God will supply all your need mm-hmm. according to his riches in glory. You have that promise when you're a giver.
Mm. Mm.
And,
that's
you
good.
Know, if you've never been a partner, maybe you could be thinking about that. If God is putting that on your heart, pray about it. You can do that. The information is on the screen. But partners, all of you that have been with us all these years, some of you are new. Some of you have been with us for a long time. But just thank you so much for helping us to reach people and change lives one soul at a time.
Amen.
We
love
doing what we do, don't we?
Love.
Yes, so much fun.
We'd do nothing else.
It's been
awesome.
Great. Well, I hope that you'll come back,
thank
Anna, and so we can
to.
Spend some more time with God's sharing on your heart.
Thank
Give
you.
Us another report of some more dreams being fulfilled.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Be sure
Thank
to check
you.
Out Anna. She's got a great ministry,
That's
lots
so
of things
good.
Going on. And it's always wonderful that we can get together with friends.
It's
especially
so
that
fun.
She's local.
Yeah, I was about to say, she's down, the,
down
street.
The street.
So we'll book you and we'll get ready to have you again.
Thank
Love you,
right.
Anna.
Thank you,
thank
you
so much.
Thank you again. And thank you so much for joining me today in Studio C. I believe that you've been blessed and that your dream has been reignited. Go for that dream. Don't ever give up. God has a great plan for your life. God bless you. I hope to see you next week right here in Studio C.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to jdm.org for more information.